This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Alaska tribes are awaiting word on scores of wireless broadband licenses by the Federal Communications Commission. It's part of a push to improve internet access in underserved communities. A startup called Alaska Tribal Spectrum received a $100,000 grant to register as many Alaska tribes during the final months of last year's application period. Jim Berlin heads the Kenai-based nonprofit, which has signed up nearly 70 tribes.
Through a grant from the Denali Commission, we were set up to create a website and an application process to make it very, very simple to join a consortium application and get as many tribes to grab a hold of this free asset before the window closed.
Any unclaimed licenses will go to auction to private carriers. Berlin says it was a big push to get rural tribes with poor internet to enroll on their website.
And the struggles they had were some of the craziest stories you'd ever want to hear, trying to get their application in. Some of them we ended up faxing to get it in. Some had to handwrite it, you know, and do paper applications. I mean, it's so challenging.
One of those tribes is Douglas Indian Association near Juneau. Kamal Lindoff says the tribe was happy to get assistance.
We had no clue, you know, what this really was, and then no clue on how we would manage it or even get it started. We had probably a couple of different places contact us, and we kind of jumped on board with that one, just thinking that was all we needed to do.
Some of the applications overlap. The Douglas tribe's application is for coverage in an area also claimed by Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes. Overlapping claims are being negotiated. Tribes will still have to pay for infrastructure. The CARES Act created a $1 billion broadband fund tribes can apply for. Alaska Tribal Spectrum has applied separately for a federal Community Connect grant to bring broadband service to 5 villages in the Bristol Bay region. Montana state lawmakers heard 2 bills Wednesday seeking to establish Indigenous Peoples Day in October. Yellowstone Public Radio's Caitlin Nicholas has more.
Senate Bill 146, brought by Senator Shane Morajo, a Democrat from Missoula, would replace Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day. Senate Bill 94, sponsored by Democrat Susan Weber from Browning in northern Montana, would also establish Indigenous Peoples Day, but does not remove Columbus Day. More support was shown for the proposal to remove Columbus Day. Even the other bill's sponsor said she preferred it. But many proponents, including Jordan Thompson, a Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribal member, spoke on behalf of both bills.
I believe that the first bill we heard today was kind of like inviting everyone to the same backyard for a barbecue. This one's more like waving at each other with a fence in between. So we support it, but I'd much rather be at the barbecue.
Proponents of the bills spoke to the importance of celebrating what they called true U.S. history, acknowledging all of Montana's citizens, and the harm of celebrating Christopher Columbus, whose acts of genocide and crimes against Native Americans are well documented. No one opposed either bill during the hearing. Similar Montana legislation failed in 2017 and 2019. No executive action was taken on either bill. For National Native News and Report for America, I'm Caitlin Nicholas.
The U.S. Senate Committee on Indian Affairs is holding its first meeting of the new Congress Thursday. The committee will elect new leaders. Senator Brian Schatz, Democrat from Hawaii, as chairman, and Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski from Alaska as vice chair. COVID-19 relief, healthcare, education, sacred site protection, and a long list of other issues are among tribal priorities. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme. If you're a Native American expanding or starting a business, the Indian Loan Guarantee and Insurance Program supports your lender so your lender can make the business loan you need. Info by emailing dci@bia.gov. The Office of Indian Energy and Economic Development supports this program.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.